food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, when most kids ask for salad, they're just thinking about iceberg lettuce, shredded carrots, and croutons. And then they cover it with ranch dressing. Ugh, and how boring. But the good news is we know kids will eat ones with lots of different veggies, fruits, nuts, and seeds. But to confirm this, so that if you don't take our word for it, we've got an amazing guest. It would be Chef Julia Nordgren, who happens to be a pediatrician, so she knows kids. Plus, she's a mom. So welcome to our Family Food Kitchen, Chef Julia. Why are so many kids stuck on ordering and eating and making boring salads of lettuce, carrots, and croutons?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. Salads, have really undergone a delicious revolution. And, you know, you can go most places and get absolutely beautiful, new, and different salads. We have kale salads. We have arugula salads. There are so many things on the menus. But these aren't really promoted and marketed for kids. What restaurant can you go in and get a nice, beautiful, simple arugula salad on a kid's menu?
Yeah,
nowhere.
None.
Nowhere.
There are no salads on a kid's menu.
There are no salads. There are very few vegetables. So, as a pediatrician, I see so many kids who are overweight, obese, or have nutritional issues. And I can tell you that even my healthy kids that I see, really nobody's eating enough fruits and vegetables. Because they take time, they take a little bit of creativity, they take some labor. So I think when we talk about salads, we want to really understand what we really want to do with our kids is get them to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Well, salads is the avenue to do that. I find, and I certainly have experience with the kids and the Kids Critics programs and also my grandchildren, that the more color, the happier they are. So
yeah.
Do you find that?
I absolutely do. And really, that's one of the most important points, is make it appealing. Make it look great. Give it lots of color. You know, there's vegetables of every color in the whole rainbow. Yellows, greens, purples, reds. And just make it vibrant. Make it appealing. We all eat with our eyes, even kids, and we shouldn't deprive them of that.
You're right. You know, with my 7-year-old always liked salad. It was just something, I guess, she grew up eating, and she still does really well. My 5-year-old, even though he grew up in the same household, still my son, was never a big fan until one day I chopped up strawberries and tossed it, and all of a sudden he's like, wait, I get strawberries if I eat salad? And that was it. So sometimes all you need is that one little twist, right, to turn them onto it.
And I think, you know, that's a great point. Really, the first thing you want to do if you're trying to introduce salads to your kids is start with something that you know that they like and they're familiar and they enjoy the flavor. And your example, great example, strawberries. My example, mandarin oranges. My kids love mandarin oranges. They'll eat them out of the can. But they go beautifully in salads. So what a great way to introduce them to a baby spinach salad with mandarin oranges and some toasted almonds on top. Little honey mustard vinaigrette. It's simple. It's delicious. It has a lot of familiar flavors. The color is great. Again, the orange, the rich green. That's a fantastic kid salad. So just lightly dress your spinach leaves with a little honey mustard vinaigrette. Put some mandarin oranges on top, a little handful of sliced almonds. That is an absolutely beautiful salad filled with nutrients that you want your kids to be eating.
Do you find you need to chop up the spinach or the lettuce more finely, and certainly take the stems off? I think presentation has a lot to do with the green. So how do you do that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do. If the spinach is larger, I do chop it up. If I use baby spinach, I tend to just tear those leaves maybe in half if they're very big, but often they're just perfect. The other thing about presentation is to be really careful with kids and salads and vegetables in general, not to overwhelm the plate. They don't need a huge portion. So just, you know, a fist-sized portion of salad is just perfect. You know, 5 or 6 bites. Don't give them a huge entree portion size of salad. It's too overwhelming. So just a beautiful, visually appealing portion of salad with the vegetables chopped appropriately is perfect.
That's a great point. So it's hard to talk about salad and not talk about salad dressing. So is there a way that you can go really wrong when it comes to salad dressing that we should be careful for?
Oh, yes. There are many ways to go wrong with salad dressing. The first way to go wrong is too much. You really just want to gently coat the leaves of the whatever green that it is you're using or whatever salad. You don't want, when you have a salad in a bowl and you move it to the side, this is a trick we learned in culinary school. So you have your salads in a bowl, you dress them. If you move it to the side with your tongs, if you see dressing on the bottom of your bowl, it's too much.
It's so good to know.
Yeah, so you just want to dress it very light. You don't want any dressing pooling in the bottom. So you really just want to dress your greens very gently. Another trick is when you're starting with your greens, say you have a big pile of greens, you're just getting ready to make your salad, sprinkle them with a little salt and pepper. Season your greens first. That tremendously cuts down on the amount of extra dressing that you need to give them flavor. The other thing about flavoring in greens is don't forget to have a little acid component, like a little lemon juice, a little vinegar, but don't want to overpower it. So I like to use a light oil, a little bit of maybe a champagne vinegar, or a nice rice wine vinegar, nothing too heavy, and then maybe a little bit of mustard, a little bit of salt and pepper, whisk it up, you're good to go. Sometimes a drop of honey for a little extra sweetness, but you really don't need much to bring out the flavor of the greens.
Yes, yeah, simple is best. A lot of times just a little bit can go a long way. I love that. And I love that a lot of these things are things that we probably have in the cupboard already, so you don't have to go out and, you know, start looking for crazy ingredients.
Exactly.
The great part, honestly, is for the whole family.
Yeah, I often just will squeeze a bit. If I have a big pile of spinach, I might just drizzle a little bit of olive oil and squeeze lemon on it, dash of salt and pepper, and that's perfect. It doesn't even need to be a composed dressing. You don't even always need to take that extra step.
Yeah.
Well,
I love that.
I'm sitting here just sort of drooling, actually. I'm just wanting that salad right this minute. But how about some other fruit combinations for a good salad for kids? You mentioned strawberries. How about dried fruits, blueberries, cranberries? Or what other tricks
can parents use? Those are great additions. Those are great additions to any salad on the top. And kids love goodies like that. Sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, pistachios, peanuts. Don't forget about nuts on top of a salad. They add a lot of protein, good fat. They're absolutely delicious. Also, don't forget chopped avocado. A lot of kids love avocado. And what a great fruit to add. And the other thing is vegetables that you know that they like. Don't be afraid to put them in a little bit of a different preparation. We're in the summertime now. Don't forget about corn. Make extra corn on the cob. The next day, cut it off the cob. You can saute it in a little bit of olive oil. Give it a nice caramelly brown edge to it. And then toss that with some cut cherry tomatoes. Again, a little bit of olive oil, squeeze a lime, salt and pepper. That is a beautiful corn and tomato salad, which kids love. They love the flavor of corn. They love tomatoes. And especially when they're in season, that's a knockout salad for kids.
Yeah, I think rather if you're making the salad the entire meal or if the salad is just the first plate or the side item, either way, I think at the end of the day, when we're getting our children eating more vegetables, not just more vegetables, but raw vegetables, which is amazing because the amount of fiber and extra vitamins and minerals you're going to get in that format, really at the end of the day, it's a win-win, right? The prevention of different diseases, and you know, also would you say they tend to eat less junk when they're eating more salads and eating more fresh fruits and vegetables?
Exactly. Replace the starchy item on the plate with some sliced pepper, sliced carrot, cucumber. That's an absolutely perfect way to fill them up on what they need to be eating. That's a great point.
Well, thank you so much for being with us and inspiring us all to eating more fresh salads from moms and dads and kids, everyone. The entire family can jump on the bandwagon. Everybody visit Dr. Julia Cooks, and that's www.drjuliacooks.com, where you can find some of these healthy recipes we're talking about and some more information on how to get in touch with her and follow her work. Remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. Eat well and stay well.